This is CJMQ 88.9 FM. A Vermont court ruling has introduced a new legal step in the long-running cross-border effort to protect Lake Memphremagog, a drinking water source for tens of thousands of residents in the eastern townships. According to a 2026 resolution template circulated to municipalities concerned about the landfill, the Vermont Superior Court's Environmental Division ruled that the operator of the Coventry landfill may not convert its leachate pretreatment system into a permanent installation without first obtaining an amended permit under Vermont's Act 250 land use law. The ruling means the project must undergo further environmental review and regulatory scrutiny before becoming permanent. I'm William Crooks, and this report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. The template resolution, prepared to support municipal responses to the landfill issue, states that the court decision requires a full public review before Vermont regulators can authorize permanent operation of the pretreatment system. The same document, circulated by Memphremagog Conservation, Inc., also notes that Vermont House Bill H652, introduced January 13, 2026, seeks to prohibit any discharge of landfill leachate, treated or untreated, into the Lake Memphremagog watershed. These developments are documented in the resolution template circulated among municipalities and government agencies involved in protecting the lake. Together, the court ruling and proposed legislation represent a significant moment in a decades-long effort to regulate landfill leachate at the lake's headwaters. Lake Memphremagog is a transboundary lake shared between Vermont and Quebec. According to Resolution 2511-116, adopted by Stanstead Township on November 10, 2025, the lake provides drinking water to more than 185,000 Canadians, including residents of Sherbrooke, Magog, Potton, and Saint-Benoît-de-Lac. Stanstead Township's resolution also notes that the Coventry landfill is located at the headwaters of the lake, which flows northward into Quebec. Because of this geography, contamination originating at the landfill could potentially travel downstream into Canadian drinking water systems. Leachate forms when rainwater and snowmelt filter through buried waste in a landfill, collecting contaminants along the way. According to Stanstead Township's adopted resolution, landfill leachate can contain toxic substances, including heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, and PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, often called forever chemicals. The resolution also states that PFAS contamination has been detected in four species of fish in Lake Memphremagog at levels exceeding U.S. Environmental Protection Agency consumption advisories, and that PFOs, one of the most studied PFAS compounds, has been detected in surface water approaching regulatory limits. The resolution further notes that conventional wastewater treatment technologies do not fully remove PFAS and other persistent contaminants. These findings are cited by municipal officials as a basis for opposing any treatment or discharge of landfill leachate within the watershed. According to a Quebec government release issued through the office of Orford M&A Gilles Bélanger, landfill operator Casella Waste Systems received a permit in December 2023 to construct a pretreatment facility designed to address PFAS contamination. Bélanger and his team visited the landfill on October 3, 2024, where Casella representatives described protective measures including layered drainage systems, containment membranes, and pretreatment infrastructure designed to capture and treat contaminated liquid. The same release states that a leak earlier in 2024 was contained within the pretreatment facility area and attributed to a faulty alarm, which has since been corrected. The Quebec government also conducted a crisis simulation exercise on October 7, 2024, modeling a hypothetical contamination scenario involving the landfill, according to the same release. Bélanger stated in the release that protecting Lake Memphremagog remains a priority while supporting continued monitoring and precautionary measures. According to Stanstead Township's resolution, discharge of Coventry landfill leachate into the Lake Memphremagog watershed has been prohibited since November 1, 2019. Memphremagog Conservation Inc., or MCI, and the Vermont-based advocacy group Don't Undermine Magog's Purity, known as DUMP, played key roles in efforts leading to that moratorium. At its annual general meeting on June 14, 2025, MCI marked the fifth anniversary of this moratorium and warned that continued vigilance would be necessary to protect the lake. MCI President Joanne Lavoie described the lake at the time as a natural treasure and emphasized the importance of protecting it for future generations, according to reporting from that meeting. Municipal opposition to treating Coventry landfill leachate dates back to at least 2004. According to Stanstead Township's adopted resolution, municipalities in the region formally opposed treating landfill leachate at the Newport wastewater facility beginning that year. A moratorium banning treatment at Newport remained in effect from 2004 to 2009. Stanstead Township reaffirmed its opposition in its November 2025 resolution, formally and permanently opposing any treatment of landfill leachate within the Lake Memphremagog watershed. The resolution also calls on Vermont officials to refuse such discharges and cites obligations under the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909, which prohibits cross-border water pollution that could harm public health. In addition to regulatory and political action, scientific research is underway to improve detection of PFAS contamination. According to previous reporting involving researchers at the University of Sherbrooke, scientists are using quantum computing techniques to identify and analyze PFAS compounds in environmental samples. Professor Céline Guéguen, who is involved in the research, has said improved detection could help monitor water sources such as Lake Memphremagog more effectively. The research is supported by partnerships involving the City of Sherbrooke and Quebec government agencies. The Vermont court ruling does not immediately change landfill operations, but according to the resolution template, it requires additional regulatory review before the pretreatment facility can become permanent. At the same time, proposed legislation in Vermont could prohibit leachate discharge into the watershed entirely. Stanstead Township's adopted resolution, meanwhile, formally establishes the municipality's permanent opposition to such treatment. The outcome of regulatory reviews, court decisions, and legislative action will determine how landfill leachate is handled in the future. Lake Memphremagog is both a shared natural resource and a shared responsibility. Municipal resolutions, scientific research, and court rulings all reflect ongoing efforts to protect its water quality. For residents who rely on the lake for drinking water, decisions made in the coming months and years could have lasting consequences. For CGMQ 88.9 FM, I'm William Crooks, and this report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative.